zul je de komende weken veel in dit programma gaan horen. En het is hier een beetje paniek, want ik moet even een band bij elkaar rapen. Steve Wynn is onze gast hier in 2 meter vandaag. Hij is de man die in de jaren 80 met de groep Dream Syndicate de aandacht op zich wist te vestigen. Gitaarrock uit L.A., geïnspireerd op de psychedelische jaren 60. De band bestaat inmiddels niet meer, maar Steve Wynn is nog altijd actief. De afgelopen 10 jaar was hij verschillende keren in onze 2 meter studio alleen of met zijn hobbyband Gutterball. En nog steeds blijkt Steve de jaren 60 als belangrijke inspiratiebron te hebben. Een paar jaar geleden speelde hij in onze studio met gevoel voor de geografische verhoudingen Venus van Shocking Blue. En in Brussel vertolkte hij de Serge Gainsbourg klassieker Bonnie and Clyde. Steve Wynn heeft een nieuwe plaat uit, My Midnight, en hij is op dit moment in ons land. De hele band was gistermorgen bij ons al in de studio. Maar het had te maken met een klein communicatiefoutje. Een dag te vroeg, zoals dat heet. Maar hij is weer terug en staat nu in Audio Studio 1. Steve, good morning.
Hi, it's good to see you again.
Same here. Yeah. Your album is called My Midnight. What is your midnight like?
Oh, my midnight's a weird thing because it happens any time of the day. My midnight is sometimes in a bright sunny afternoon in Rotterdam, or it can be in a very cold, you know, midnight, black midnight in Sweden. It's that kind of period of uncertainty and despair that everybody feels and wants to get over as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to do with jet lag or something.
That can bring it on. But jet lag can be pretty exhilarating, actually. That's kind of a nice cheap high.
You played yesterday night in Rotterdam?
Yeah, we played last night. We've actually been on tour now since late March. It's a 10-week tour, and today's our very last day. Yeah. We played last night at the Roadtown, had a really good time there.
And what are you going to do tonight?
Tonight we're playing our final show of the tour in Sapemeer.
In Sapemeer?
I think it's a city that a lot of people even who live in Holland don't go to very often. But we have a friend who lives there, and we keep our equipment at his house when we're not on tours. So all the tours end there. That's kind of always the final stop.
That's a nice story. Sapemeer, it's in north of Holland, in Groningen.
In fact, we're going to be there in 3 hours having a nice picnic and enjoying the afternoon there. So it's up near Groningen.
Good for you guys. Yeah. I see some new members in your band.
Some new
members. Well, that's almost, a normal story with you.
yeah. I think people get sick of me so quickly. I can't believe it. There's new bands all the time. But yeah, I've got a really good band today. Well, from the last tour over here, Linda Pittman's on drums.
Yeah.
And you probably remember Chris Brokaw, who did the 2 meter session with me 3 years ago. He's on guitar. And my new members are actually not new anymore because the tour's been going so long, but on keyboard, Steve Espinola, and on bass guitar, Dave DeCastro. And we've been touring together for a while, and really, we're going to keep going and keep doing this. I think we're coming back for some festivals in August as well. So this is the end for now, but not...
Good news.
Not to stay.
Probably the Lowlands Festival.
Oh, let's hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Steve Wynn, nu hier in de 2 meter sessie met zijn nieuwe band. Met Linda, Chris, Steve en Dave.
Okay, this song from a new record I have out, and this song is called My Favorite Game.